Yo, it's 11:15 a.m. It's episode 195. I'm recording my phone again. So what? Because I wasn't even thinking about recording. I got up and I was like, I'm just gonna get up and go run, because that's what I should do first thing. And then I was about to put on my running clothes and I was like, oh, now the first thing I gotta do is record this show. So I'm sitting on the couch talking into my phone. That's all I got. Let's see. Let's get going to the news. I got nothing right now. I can't really. I guess I could. Plug my show in Long Island. Not my show, Jeff Garland's show. I'm opening for Jeff Garland at the Brokerage in Long Island next weekend. I don't know what good that's going to do. Although, last time I was at the Brokerage, there was a listener there. I don't know if this, maybe it was a This Week in Jackin listener. Boy, but maybe also a This Show listener. I don't know. Oh, this is wrong. Sorry. Oh, shit. Six police officers shot in three U.S. cities Friday night. Two confirmed dead. This is terrible. And six Friday night. I don't know. This is fucking awful. I have to read it. But, That's craziness. It's depressing. I mean, let's stop killing people. Let's everybody stop killing people. I don't think that's an unreasonable request. All right, I gotta read more about that, but it's fucking terrible. Opioid makers made payments to 12 U.S. doctors. And that's pretty, made payments. See, that's the thing. I talked about this before when I worked at a doctor's office. They come in with, like, lunch. And the doctor, I remember those doctors being kind of mad that they couldn't take, like, tickets to sporting events anymore. Like, I can't even get tickets to a game. You know, and so you're not supposed to get presents, let alone dough. So I guess it was like, hey, use our little corruption. And doctors make good money. They got to take more money just to push, like, fucking heroin on people. Although heroin's supposed to feel pretty good. So how bad do you have to push it? Someone's like going to the doctor and they're like, gonna prescribe you some heroin. I say, typically, doc, I wouldn't take you up. I wouldn't take somebody up on heroin, but prescription. Maybe I'll see what all the fuss is about. I've never done heroin. Opium, I have. But Steve Bannon out as White House chief strategist. Of course, everybody knows that. That guy is not a good guy. Not my kind of guy. Six Flags over Texas takes down Confederate flag. Sure. It's only six flags you need. You gotta throw the Confederate in there. You got the good old United States of America. you got your Texas state flag, then have a little fun. Maybe your borders to the south, Mexico, throw up their flag. Maybe we throw up, let's go NAFTA. Let's throw up a Canadian flag. Now you're at 4. I know this might be divisive, but I'm saying I love that gay flag. Love it. Rainbow flag, it's a nice flag. They're very lucky no other country picked up that, not that gay people aren't a country, but they're lucky a country hadn't picked up those colors, because how nice would that be? You know, a nice tropical country, I think, would like that. Oh, tropical, is it? Maybe we throw, you know what? I say the last flags, the flag number 6, maybe possibly someday a state, Puerto Rico. Those are my, for the 6 flags. So you don't need a Confederate in all those. That's, and there's so many other flags. So I wonder if they, what they replaced it with. But I'm not going to read the article right now, because I'm sure there's going to be some controversy in there that's going to annoy me about, like, but what about history? Yes. That is where we get our history from, looking at a Confederate flag while going on lightning loops. India threatens Philip Morris after allegedly push cigarette India threatens Philip Morris after they allegedly push cigarettes to young people. Oh man, that's like a 90s move they're pulling. Pushing cigarettes on young people. 80s too. 80s, 90s move. They were, I don't know when they started, but they're, I don't know what cigarettes Philip Morris is. I used to know, Marlboro. I used to love a Marlboro when I was a kid. Cowboys, you know? Well, now they got busted to try over in India. Probably been doing it for a bunch of time there too. Well, good for you, India. Shut them down. I think cigarette smoke is cool, don't get me wrong, but and I think children should do it, but they shouldn't market to them. That's wrong. Duke removes Robert E. Lee statue from chapel entrance. Isn't that, my brother got married in that chapel. I didn't even notice that Robert E. Lee. Maybe I did and would have been annoyed by it. Well, good for you, Duke. Let's see. U.S. officially launches investigation of China's IP practices. That's not very exciting. I don't know why I even read that. Australian bodybuilder with rare disorder dies eating high-protein diet. Oh no. That's what I eat. I'm not a bodybuilder. Maybe that's the difference. I don't lift weights. But he said he has a rare disorder, so I guess it's okay. Unless I have a rare disorder, in which case. Well, then I'll have to change my diet. Let's do one more and then call it a day. Fake solar eclipse glasses flood the market. NASA offers recommended brands. Well, what's it? This solar eclipse on Monday? Don't buy fake solar eclipse glasses, man. I'm saying I'm not even going to look at that motherfucker. I ain't going blind. Because I don't trust any of the glasses. Oh, man. You know, you're not supposed to look into that eclipse. Really makes me want to look into that eclipse, but I'm not. I'm just going to have to, ride it out. I'm not going to look up. I'll see pictures. Alex, let me just read this last one. Alex Jones comes to Seattle, rants on a street corner, gets doused with coffee by vicious leftists. That's fantastic. Alex Jones is a piece of shit, and I think anybody should throw coffee on that motherfucker. Not like, maybe not scalding hot. Yeah, no, he's a piece of shit. Fuck him. I know he's a performance artist or whatever, but he spreads conspiracy theories and gets people who had their children murdered get death threats because of this fucking dick. So, sorry you got some coffee on you, you motherfucker. All right. That's it. Talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.